What is mixed reality and how do you get started? So we're here with Vlad Kolesnikov, one of my best friends in the whole wide world. We've done so many videos together,
exactly.
But this is the first time we do it in your office, or maybe like in this actually office. So, and we want to talk about mixed reality.
Yes.
So what is mixed reality and how do I get started? Why do I care about mixed reality?
So mixed reality is basically a mixture of different realities. And when we say different, it's about like mixture of virtual reality and real reality. Somewhere in between. HoloLens is a good example that understands the world and can actually do surface reconstruction so you understand in the digital form what's around you. More like occluded headsets, this new mixed reality headset. They're mixed reality devices because they track the world, they understand it in the form that you can go as long as you want because it has inside-out tracking.
I'm sure a lot of people want to learn how to get started. Let's just use some of this time that we have right now. Show me how to get started. What do I need to get started?
Yeah, first of all, you need a PC. Windows 10.
No way.
Windows 10 Fall Creators Update PC.
Okay.
Yeah, that may be a quite powerful PC like I have. That may be, if you can help me, that Surface laptop. This guy has an i5 CPU and some Intel GPU,
so
I forgot the name. You don't need a crazy powerful device. Of course, if you're developing apps, it's better to run Visual Studio and Unity and whatever other software you use. Yeah. So probably i5 is not enough, but for running, it's just perfect.
Perfect. So consumers, they don't really need to have a powerful device. As a developer, to be more productive, it's better to have a more...
Exactly. Yeah. And this is basically all you need to get started because Visual Studio download for free, Unity you download for free, and then even if you don't have a real mixed reality device, you can use simulator. So there is an app called Mixed Reality Portal, mm-hmm. and if you install it on a developer mode enabled machine, you have this little icon, the simulation icon. So all you do is just enable the headset, and then eventually when all the services that you need start, you're gonna get this virtual environment, which is basically what we call Cliff House internally, but that's kind of your VR home, your VR home in mixed reality, and
so you don't actually need the actual hardware to be able to experience mixed reality. You just have to do it in sort of like a 2D projection type way.
Let me be honest. You actually need a device. It's like if you're just getting started, if you're evaluating, if you want to dive into it, if you want to just do one additional test, even though you have a headset, this is the way you get started, a simulator. That's like when you absolutely have no way to buy or get a real headset.
Well, it makes sense. Yeah. If you're actually writing an application for a consumer device, you need to have that device to be able to make sure that it runs on that device, right?
Absolutely.
You can't test everything on just a simulator. You need to actually, but a simulator helps you be more productive and be able to get started without actually having to go through all the cables, hookups, and all that everything. You can just test really quickly, even on the go.
But let's switch to a real device. Let's say you have one, or we can continue with the simulator, but it's probably going to be a bit slower than we want. Talking about cables, by the way, with our mixed reality devices, all you need is just this one cable, no lighthouses, no additional devices. Controllers, of course, you need them because we have inside-out tracking.
What is inside-out tracking?
Inside-out tracking, basically, our mixed reality devices have these cameras mm-hmm. that are tracking outside world and using like a special magic algorithms for understanding your head movements, both in the terms of like angular movement and positional tracking.
Yeah.
As we call it, well, not even room scale, but world scale. You can just go. If your laptop that is running your mixed reality is in your backpack, you can go you can just go for hundreds of meters. I don't even know how
far.
It
can still track you wherever you go in all the three-dimensional space and also the rotation and
Yeah.
unlike other headsets out there, they actually require hardware to put on your walls or put them on your desk to be able to track you,
yeah.
Which I think is pretty cool.
This is very cool. So let's move to development.
Let's do it.
And you know, Unity is a quite popular environment for mixed reality development, for VR development, for like any graphics development in general. And Windows mixed reality is not exception. Is not an exception. That's probably the main tool for mixed reality. And this is why I'm going to start with Unity. So I have this 2017.2 Unity build. Anyone can download it now.
It's free, right, for everybody?
Yeah, it's free. And I'm going to just create an empty project. What are you doing when you want to start with something and it's not just a programming language, so you cannot write a Hello World? Everyone creates a Hello Cube project, right? So this is what we're going to do. I like to put my camera in 000 with an empty scene because like it's kind of, you know, makes you starting from zero, yeah, to hero. And then I save my scene just in case. And I create a cube, right? Let's just make this cube a bit smaller so it's not huge, half a meter. And in mixed reality, everything is all the sizes, they're real. If you put something like 0.5 here, it's going to be half a meter scale. And I'm going to put it 2 meters beyond me.
I think that's really good to point out is you're actually working with not pixels or any virtual type of measurements. You're working with real sizes.
With like meters.
With meters.
And that's very good for me that they're used to metric system. Those are not inches or feet. Those are meters. That's perfect.
It makes sense. I agree.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm going to just rotate it a bit, you know, I like when it's not standard. And also I'm going to mess with I'm not going to mess with default material, I just keep it as this. So this is my basic scene in Unity. And I can add scripts, I can do different movements, animations, materials, add a bunch of objects, meshes, point clouds. Everything is out there for you. But let's see how it looks like. And when I connect the real headset, you will see that my mixed reality portal app actually transfers to a sort of a window to my mixed reality world. Let me connect the headset. So once we connected the headset, we actually gonna see what's going on inside.
This is a way for other people to see what you're looking at, right?
Exactly. I'm seeing the same things in my headset, and you see the controllers are here. Nicole, I don't see you.
Can you grab the controller from me? Where's the controller? Where's the second one? Can you find the second one without looking? No, without looking. Where is it?
Here it is.
Oh, damn. That was pretty good.
Yeah, so this is my Cliff House. As you see, I have some applications here, and this is what we're going to talk probably about in the details. Those are 3D launchers, not live tiles, not shortcuts, not little icons, but 3D launchers. And like some of the apps, they have really cool ones. Look at this.
So that's an actual app you're looking at.
Yeah, and this is Little Star. This is Land of Dinosaurs, Jaunt VR, Silver TV. Those are real apps.
And they're in the store. You can download them right now, right?
Yes. Oh, this is Start menu. I accidentally clicked. But what we're going to see now, and this is the beauty of Unity, let's go back to Unity. I'm going to click the Play Mode button. Look at this. Boom. And it's going to do nothing because I didn't switch the platform to Universal Windows platform. And also, I need to turn the virtual reality support.
Well, that's something I was going to ask you. How does it know to actually run this as a virtual reality device? So there is a setting inside of Unity.
Yes,
they basically say,
exactly,
I want this to be a virtual reality app, and that's it. You don't have to write any code to enable this.
And now when I click play, it's actually going to connect to my real headset. You see, I'm moving the headset.
Yeah, so it's moving on there too.
Yeah, and it's moving on there too. And I could put this guy on. I'm going to see this beautiful cube inside. This is the beauty of mixed reality with Unity.
Publish it in the store right now.
Exactly. Plus one up. So this is the way it works. Of course, you can go beyond that. And you can really start blending with the real world, which is like the controller is another way to blend with the real world. This is how you interact. Not just pretending it's your hand. It's actually a real device with a bunch of buttons, and you see all of them when you're running the app. Even like when you click a certain button, you see how it clicks and rotates and mixed reality, and this is really cool.
So it gives you that actual feedback that you're interacting with a physical object.
Yeah. So let me show you, there is another scene in Unity, and this scene is really about interaction model with a controller. And when I launch it, I'm actually going to show you the portal here.
Oh wow!
Yeah. Okay. I now see in the editor mode, I only have this cubes instead of real controllers, and it's quite interesting though. It's a different representation.
Is this a template inside of Unity, or did you build this?
Oh, that's a very good question. It's actually a mixed reality toolkit that's available on GitHub. Let me show you. Yeah, it's GitHub/Microsoft/mixed reality toolkit Unity.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, this is what you can download, and they have a bunch of scripts for controllers. They have scripts for, for different kinds of input and for a bunch of operations that you want to do in mixed reality. Mm-hmm.
So it's a really great way to get started. You don't have to build stuff from scratch.
And these controllers in it actually has when you start it right, it actually has real controllers.
So it has the assets already in there.
Yeah, and you can activate the controller, and you can do different operations with the with different objects, and this is the way you do it. And you see this beautiful controller right here. And the second one too. Cool. So this is the way you get started.
Great. So you showed me this in Unity.
Yes.
Can I do this outside of Unity? Like, what if I already have a virtual reality app that I've built for, let's say, the Oculus, or I'm more comfortable with going down to the metal and doing the DirectX work myself?
Yeah. If you build it with Oculus, it's a very high possibility that you build it with Unity too. Mm-hmm. And it's not a big deal to port. In fact, a lot of our partners are porting, and that's again with Unity, and it's quite easy. However, if you do it down to the metal with DirectX and you control everything, mixed reality APIs, they're originally just the universal Windows platform APIs, and they're like in many things they build on top of DirectX. So you can just do it with DirectX. You can even do the controllers with DirectX, and there is a sample for working with controllers. And they're really receiving GLB or GLTF models from the driver. They're rendering GLTF, so the sample is really advanced, and they also demonstrate the different kinds of interactions.
So great. So no matter what language you're starting with, or no matter what your skill set is, there's always a way, which we're going to link down below the video to make sure that people can actually go and download what they need. Is there anything else that developers need to know about this?
Basically, three key things. First, it's all about mixed reality, not just virtual. So think about people in real rooms, and you can assume you can go 100 meters, but that's not true, mm-hmm. right? Second, it's easy to get started either with a simulator or with the real device with Unity again, or C++ if you prefer. And third, think about interaction. Again and again, support controllers. I may be not comfortable with controllers. Use Xbox One controller. If you can support keyboard and mouse, do it. And that's the way you do mixed reality.
Perfect.
And publish it to Windows Store.
Hey everybody, I hope you enjoyed the video and I hope you found the content useful. If you do have any questions or comments, feel free to reach us out at our Twitter handles. Or make sure to go to the description page for this video, which is at aka.ms/ifdev-mix-reality. That will have all the links and everything we talked about today, and more links to how to get started. That's a great way to get started with mixed reality. Hope to see you next time, and enjoy your day.
Hello and welcome.
Hello and welcome back to This Week on Mixed Reality. I am your host, Vlad. We're talking about blah, 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 blah.